If Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz makes it to the White House, it will be historic. It'll mean this country has had its first ever Latino president. But neither candidate can count on the support of Latino voters to win. That's because most Latinos in this country lean Democratic, even with no Latino candidate represented in the Democratic field. We asked political scientist Maria de los Angeles Torres to walk us through some of the nuances here. She joins us now from WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, how are you, Lourdes?
Both Rubio and Cruz have Cuban backgrounds. Let's listen to Mr. Cruz speaking to that at Thursday's debate, courtesy of CNN.
It is extraordinary that out of five people standing on this stage, that two of us are the children of Cuban immigrants. It really is an embodiment of the incredible opportunity and promise this nation provides.
How relevant are their Cuban links to their politics?
Well, I think that they're clearly the background here, not only for the candidates themselves, but for a strategy that the Republican Party unleashed in the late 1970s, and that was their Southern strategy. Remember, the South, including Florida, was Democratic. So part of the Southern strategy was obviously to, you know, develop a more conservative agenda and bring in Latinos, and they succeeded. Cruz and Rubio, I think, are a product of that strategy.
Is the fact that these two candidates, they're Latinos, Cubans in particular, meaningful to Latino voters? You know, what about Latino voters from different backgrounds?
I think that the Latino electorate is an electorate that votes policy. When you have candidates that have very clearly distinct agendas, particularly in immigration in today's electoral climate, I think that Latinos are not necessarily swayed by a person's background.
And also, I'm just curious, Cuban Americans obviously have a very distinct immigration background. They came to this country in a very different way. A lot of people see them as having had an easy ride. Do you think that plays into this?
Well, I think there may be some of that, but all that has changed. And what has changed, I think, in the last 15 years is the fact that immigration, once a marginal issue for many Latinos or a non-issue for Cuban Americans and Puerto Ricans, for instance, has become central to the Latino agenda, including Cuban Americans and Puerto Ricans. And in part, that has to do, I think, because of the wholesale deportations that we have seen under the Obama administration. And in all national polls, including Cuban Americans, immigration comes out to the top of their agenda when asked, what is the most important issue facing your community? Not yourself or the country, but your community.
When you look at the Democratic and Republican parties, the Republicans have made a big deal of the fact that they have two Latino candidates. They have an African-American candidate in the primaries, and the Democrats are uniformly white. Do you think it is a problem for the Democratic Party not having Latinos in positions of power?
I think it's a problem for the Democratic Party. I think they have taken the Latino community, and for that matter, the African-American community, for granted. And it is something that at least any one of the two candidates in the Democratic Party have a chance to correct with their choice of vice presidential candidate.
Maria de los Angeles Torres is director and professor of Latin American and Latino Studies at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lourdes.